Thank you very much. So hello, everyone, and let me wish you a happy new year. This is our first meeting this year. So I hope that this year will be really a great one, and we'll do many things. So we'll start with some administrative topics. The first one is minutes. As you saw, minutes have been circulated on January 6th. No comments were received. So, I hear some noise. I hope it's not me. It would be really nice to find the source. Okay, all action items have been currently complete. But we will, if there are any questions or comments, please feel free to jump in. So the agenda item number 3 is our overview of inter-meeting council decisions. And the first one is about the SSR2, our nominee, well, actually that's the only one. Again, as you remember, we received a list of 6 candidates from ICANN. They claim to be linked with the CCNSO and actually asked for our endorsement. We evaluated their applications, voted, and selected 3 candidates. So the top 3 candidates, those who went top 3, they are our members on this review team. And we will also support the rest of the other 3 in case the SOAC chairs decide that there is a need for additional candidates to fill in slots that are not filled by other SOAC. That's basically... that completes this first step. But so we will talk about the process a little bit later. I think it's under agenda item number 7. So there are still things that are not clear. But by now I will inform relevant ICANN staff and other SOAC chairs about our selection. Any questions? Just to be democratic and inclusive. Nope. Then let's move forward to the next agenda item. It's about our liaison to ALAC.
Katrina, this is Bart. Byron has raised his hand to the previous topic.
I see Byron. Yes, Byron, please.
Hi, sorry I was a little slow on getting my hand up. Just a hopefully a quick question on logistics and timing. What is the timing and process going forward from here, particularly the timing? Thanks.
Thank you. You're talking about this review team, right?
Yes. With regards to the review team.
About the review team.
Now that the...
Yeah. Okay. So we can talk about it now, or we can go back to it under agenda item number 7, because these topics are related. Your question and actually things that I want to raise are very much related.
Okay, so then I'm fine holding off
till
7.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. So going forward or back to agenda item 4.1, So we have 2 names, basically. We have two names. It's Wafa and it's Ben. And Ben's application came kind of at the last moment. But you have their applications and their CVs, short CVs. So it would be nice if we could select one of the one of them as our liaison to ALAC by the end of next week, if that's okay with you. So if that's okay, then let's ask the secretariat to launch the process tomorrow, and please submit the name of your preferred candidate by the end of next week. Okay, then if there are no questions about the agenda item 4.2, we have two volunteers. Thank you very much to Margarita and Nigel for putting their names forward as our volunteers to ESOS Awards Committee. So we have a draft resolution in front of us. So here's a proposal to appoint Margarita and Nigel as our representatives. So I ask for a mover. Okay, Ching. Oh, Ching, you have a question or you're moving?
Yeah, I'm actually moving.
Okay, thank you. And I see Alejandra is seconding. Okay, thank you. Byron, you have a question?
Oh, I was just going to second for you.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, because Alejandra used this green circle with agree, kind of agree sign. Yes, like this one. And so it's clear. It's a little bit clearer than if you raise a hand. But at the same time, I might not see, because if when people raise hand, they automatically are moved on the top. So, yeah, okay. So we have a mover and seconder. Thank you very much. Any discussions on this resolution? If no, anyone against it? No? Anyone maybe abstaining? No? So everyone in favor. Thank you very much. And thanks again to Margarita and Nigel for volunteering. Next agenda item is appointment of interim co-chair to the Cross-Community Working Group on Auction Proceeds. As you remember, in our last call, we appointed three representatives, three members to this working group. That's Matthew, Peter, and King. And it was we decided to ask them to decide. Well, we asked for their opinion on interim chair. Should we need one? And if yes, then who would volunteer? So we have one volunteer to be interim co-chair. It's Ching. Matthew supported him, but Peter cautioned against claiming co-chairmanship for the CCNSO, as this cross-community working group is going to deal with large amounts of money. But kind of already stepped on the thin ice, and now perhaps would not be the time to turn back. But if I know if Peter or somebody else would like to raise some concerns or make some comment, please feel free to do it now. Yes, Peter, please.
Yes. Hi, Katrina. Hi, everyone. It's not that I'm against having somebody from the CCNSO as co-chair. It was just a cautious warning because, as you indicated, the essence is that is about funds that not coming from our members, but that coming from organizations that are under the umbrella of the GNSO. So I just didn't want us to be dragged in too far and too deep. But as you indicated, it's already in the archives of the GNSO. There is already an indication and a reference to Chin as co-chair. So I think we're already pulled in so much if we back away from it now and if we would decide not to appoint an interim co-chair. I think that would be a wrong signal. And as far as I'm concerned, it still is an interim co-chair. So at a later date, it means that we either need to reconfirm and have a definite co-chair, either reconsider our position and, for instance, say, well, CCNSO doesn't need a co-chair. So we can go on like now for the time being. And, well, we'll see how the events unfold, and then we can always change our direction. Thanks.
Okay, thank you, Chin.
Thank you, Peter and Katrina. And I just want to, you know, echo what Peter just mentioned. And I think Peter, Matthew, and myself, three members, we actually all agree on what Peter cautioned us, and I've actually I've shared this concern with Jonathan Robinson, who is the appointed co-chair from the GNO side. So he has already understood that the CCNSO's intentions on this interim basis co-chair with the cautions in mind. So I guess it's good for us that we step up, but as Peter correctly mentioned, that this is a huge sum of money, not from the CCNSO pool. So let's use the intern, the CCWG does not really expect this, but firstly it shows a positive sign that CCNSO did want to send its voice to this working group, and second, we still have that particular the flexibility to have a to have it more formalized at the later stage. So just wanted to chip in my two cents here. Thanks.
Okay, thank you very much, Chin. I see in the chat window, I see that everybody is thanking Peter for this warning or caution he expressed, but there's still a wish to have this interim chair. It's not about participation. Of course, we participate. It's already decided. We already have our three members. It's about having a co-chair. I see that. At least at this point, I do not see any objections to having a co-chair, at least interim co-chair. Probably let's agree on that. That at this point we have this interim co-chair and. We can revisit this in Johannesburg, for example, and then decide. Well, either we appoint, remove this interim from the title, or just decide not to have co-chair. So. Any objections to this course of action? Okay, if not, let's move in the item, and it's about but another issue that unfortunately we have to deal with. Patrick Miles, our liaison to the GNSO, will also step down and needs to be replaced. We have a draft resolution in front of us, so we thank Center for allowing Patrick to be the liaison to GNSO, and he did really a great job reporting back about everything that was going on there. To see him go, well, at least with my CCNSO hat on. So but we need to find a replacement, and you see draft resolution in front of you. We'll need another call for volunteers. Anybody wants to move? Oh, you can raise your hands or... Okay, Nigel and Alejandro seconded. Thank you. So any questions, any thank you notes or anything you'd like to say? Yeah, I see Ching already acknowledged the good job that Patrick did as our liaison. So anyone against the resolution? No, anyone abstained? No, so resolution passed. Thank you. Let's move forward then. And we're moving to substantive topics. So the first one is almost never-ending saga with the working group on EPSRP. Extended Process Similarity Review Panel. Again, I will briefly remind you that the ICANN board requested us to provide guidance on how to deal with split findings. We created working group, had participants from the CCNSO, from GAC. ESSAC also was invited to participate. What's going on with the our agenda? Our agenda is scrolling. I do not do that. The report that the working group prepared was posted for public comment, and we have full support from ALAC. We have support from GAC. VeriSign also expressed support, noting that we have to take into the working group has to take into account the requirements of the RFC, number, but it must be somewhere there, and IDNs from CCTLD. And it should be treated equally, unless there are some things that are specific to CCTLDs only. So, again, as you remember, ESSAC issued a very critical document. After our discussions in Hyderabad, when we pointed out to policies in their reasoning, they have come up with a new updated report. And last time we asked our working group to review that document and adjust the report if necessary, if they find it necessary. That's what the working group did. They specifically included references to conservative principle or and that's the requirement of the RFC, the number of which I have forgotten, should be taken into account, and well, other minor tweaks in the report. So they have submitted the report to us again. Hope you all had time to read it. They also stressed, yes, RFC 6912. Thank you, Bart. You see, well, maybe you don't see it yet, but we have here all the history and the report from the working group. And now we can go to the resolution, because the decision, the idea here is that we adopt the final report. We thank the group, we dismiss the group, and we submit the report to the ICANN board. And, basically as they requested. So here is the draft decision. May I have a mover and seconder? Stephen moved. Byron seconded. Thank you. Are there any... Okay, I see questions here. Peter, please. Oh, no, those are not questions. Sorry. Okay. Are there any questions, comments, or anything you'd like to comment in respect of this, the work done by our working group? Okay, if not, Hiro was also on the working group, so if Hiro wants to say something, welcome. If not, then I just will ask you for comments. Oh, well, not for comments, for voting. So, who is against the draft decision? Okay, none. Anyone abstained? And thank you, Hiro. Yeah, everything has been already said in the report, apparently. So I assume that everyone is in favor. Thank you very much. Let's move forward. It's about the organizational review that we started talking about during our last call. Again, as you know, we have to undergo this review of the CCNSO done by an independent examiner. And for that, as we discussed last time, we will need to have a working party. And it was proposed to have a working party, one from each region plus one NOMCOM counselor. I hope you had some time to think about it. I would propose all the regions, all the counselors from separate regions decide who will represent their region on this working party, and it really would be nice to have this working party complete by the end of next week. We can start scheduling a call with the appropriate ICANN staff to start moving forward this. Are there any questions, any proposals, anything you'd like to ask, say, about the upcoming review? Okay, Peter, please.
Hi, Katrina. Hi, everyone. It is related. It is not specific to any of the points you mentioned, Katrina. But I've been invited to the RIPE roundtable in Brussels on the 24th of January, and they are addressing accountability of the different communities. They are doing that in a foreign audience, mainly from the European Commission and High Level Management Group. There's also some GAC representatives here. And they've asked me to talk a bit about accountability and organizational reviews, upcoming organizational reviews in the CCTLD world. There's also Jean-Jacques Sahed from ICANN, who's going to cover the accountability reviews. But it might be appropriate to also give them a heads up on what the CCNSO is doing in the context of its organizational review. So if there's any material available in terms of a couple of slides, that would be incredibly helpful.
Okay, thank you, Peter, for your comments and your question. Yes, Bart, I see you want to say something.
Yeah, thank you, Katrina. Peter, say, on the previous call, we shared some slides we received in a previous call from ICANN staff, and as this has been shared already, it's public. I doubt whether we could organize a call before the 24th, but this is where we're at, and so and there is this usual stuff on the ICANN website regarding reviews at a high level, how they organize, etc. And that's the stage we're in. So the first thing that needs to happen, say, first is that the council needs to, or council members who will participate, will get up to speed. Then we need to organize a call, a meeting with the, say, with the board committee responsible. And that is probably the one of the more important ones, because that will define the scope of the review itself. So, and that's where we are. We are very well ahead of the curve at this stage.
Thank you, Bart. Exactly. We've just started the process, so we do not have anything yet. And actually, we are the last SOAC to be reviewed. There was a review that took place, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago, and now there's a second review already. We can see what others were doing, but we're just in the very beginning, and we do not have any materials to share yet, well, apart from the slides that Bart just mentioned. So, if there are no more questions or comments, the agenda item number 7, and that's about the processes and procedures of specific reviews. Answering Byron's question, what we do now? Now, apparently, I will submit the names of our three selected candidates and additional three that we think would be good to, well, that we... contribute, maybe not the right word here, but the ones that we think should go into the pool of potential candidates in case the SOAC chairs decide to have a larger working group. But if we talk about the process, it's really not clear, and that is a problem, because according to the bylaws, all these specific issues around this specific reviews are supposed to be described in operating standards. But in place yet. And so I tried to ask for more information on the current status quo from Karen. Unfortunately, she was away from the office this week. So it's not quite clear how far the things are. But if you remember the call for volunteers on to join SSR2 working this specific review team was launched under the old bylaws, but the process of selection and all the upcoming steps, for example, when the chairs decide whether to extend the number of these members on the review team. So this is supposed to be handled according to the new bylaws. And according to the new bylaws, we need these operating standards, and we do not have them. But they already launched a second call for this registry directory service, the old WHOIS. This call has been extended by 20 January, and I know that some people already indicated CCNSO as the organization they'd like to receive endorsement from. So this is really not clear. Well, at least not clear to me. Well, we already talk about the content of the work. If we the process itself is absolutely not clear. So that's a short update. Any comments, any questions? Bart, maybe you to comment something.
This is Bart. What I'll do is for convenience of the council, I'll pass the bit from the ICANN bylaws around the operating standards. And the real issue, as far as I understand it, is that it's not just the nomination and selection process that is guided by the operating standard, but also the mode of working of the reviews themselves should be guided by these operating standards. And these operating standards should be, if you look at the bylaws at least, should be developed through a public comment process. And to date, nothing has happened. And if you look at the schedule of all these reviews, say the SSR review and the directory services, yeah, will take about a year each, so they will run in parallel. And then for 4 or 5 years, nothing will happen in this area again, unless something happens, because that's again an outcome from the accountability process. So for Katrina's argument, if you look at the current process already around SSR with all its confusion, that one will be repeated around the directory services, and probably these two review teams will find themselves in the same frameless world, because these operating standards and what they are expected and how they are expected to engage are not defined yet. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Bart. Oh, that sounds great. Whatever it is, radio station we've got here. So if there are no more questions about this, I have a question. Well, Byron, did I answer your question?
Well, I think about as much as it can be. So, yes, thank you.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Thanks. Thank you. So let's move forward, and I know that update from Empowered Community Administration, Arzer. There are no news, so no updates. Byron, anything from your?
Hi. So we have just received the most recent report from PTI, literally last night. So I have scanned it, but not have had a deep look into it. However, they have met their SLA to the tune of 99.4%. So on initial review, that looks to be in good order. The CSC does have its regular monthly meeting on Monday, so that's where we will follow up with the folks from PTI. But from a daily operational perspective, there's nothing negative to report. The next steps will be in determining some of the complaint resolution processes as well as the annual survey and making sure that those meet the needs of the community. So those are the, now that the basic monthly report is up and running, we'll turn our attention to the next set of activities as required by our mandate. So all in all, I would say relatively stable and good results from the monthly reporting process, and on to the next items on our agenda over the coming months. We will also be providing an update at the Copenhagen meeting, both to the broader CCNSO, as well as we're in the process now of setting up meetings with other constituent groups, be it the GAC or the board or others. And I'm happy to answer any questions if there are any. So I see Stephen's
okay,
hand.
Thank
up.
You very much. First question from me. I see that. But first question from me. Do you have all the necessary support from the staff? Everything solved and no need to?
I would say yes at this point. We are getting what we need, and they have generally done everything that we've asked in a very timely basis, from changing the reporting, updating the reporting, getting the website up. You know, all the things we've asked thus far have been certainly adequately, if not promptly, attended to.
Well, thank you very much. Stephen, please.
Stephen, if you're talking, you're on mute.
Stephen, I'm still.
Is that better?
Yes.
Significantly.
Byron, I can't say I'm intimately familiar with the charter/mandate of the CSC, but I'm wondering if the CSC has been involved at all or has had input from PTI with regards to the ongoing development of the PTI FY18 budget, as it has some ramifications for the GRC work.
Yes, we have had some discussion about that, but more in the context of what's our role. And that is not particularly our mandate, is not our mandate. So we have, as a group, elected to not comment on the budget per se, but have certainly encouraged individual members to participate in the process.
Have you gotten any feedback from the budget creators as to where they are in the process, how far along they are, really?
I have not, but as a general question, on Monday, we will definitely be querying them on where they are with the budget, because while it's not our mandate per se, we certainly are interested in it. But we didn't talk about it in our early December meeting, but we will on Monday.
Okay, thank you. Any more questions? Stephen, is your hand still up? Or yeah, okay. Thank you. If there are no questions, then, well, Stephen. Yeah. Stephen, your update. So you have...
Yep, I have a few. Not as many as last time, I don't think. Anyway, I'd like to give everybody another update on where we stand with the development of the Empowered Community Administration guideline for the CCNSO, as well as where the actual EA stands in its organization and stuff like that. Kim, if I could have the first slide. Activities are documented here since I last reported to Council. I've done some outreach to other ECA representatives. I've also reached out to both John Jeffrey and ICAM Legal and Xavier regarding any upcoming approval action requests or rejection decision petitions that may be forthcoming from ICAN in the near future. I doubt we'll see any approval actions. Rejection decision petitions, I think the first one we'll see will involve the PTI FY18 budget, which is partly why I asked Byron that question. We've obviously, no formal actions have been undertaken by the ECA. We have not received any requests for anything. And we have not received any rejection decision petitions from ICANN. But I believe we're going to see some here very shortly, which is why we need to get moving. And I think the first one actually will be the PTI FY18 budget. But I think that's the case. Slide. Since I last reported to you over the holidays, did a lot of research, reading, and interpretation, particularly with respect to NXD, which is incomprehensible to mere mortals. Being a native speaker, it is an incredibly difficult document to try to comprehend, so I've been trying to sort through that. At our last GRC working group meeting, I proposed and the group agreed that we should split the guideline into separate guidelines for each of the four major areas covered by Annex B with regards to an empowered community rights. So the proposal at the moment, the plan at the moment then, is to do a separate guideline for the approval actions portion of Annex B procedures, a separate one for the rejection actions, a separate one for the director and board removal rights, and lastly, a separate one for the mediation community IRP and reconsideration request rights that we have. Next slide. The GRC also agreed with my proposal the last meeting that we focus immediately on the rejection decision guideline, and the reasons for that are stated in the slide. I think for the most part this is where we're going to see the bulk of the action, so to speak, with respect to the empowered community exercising its new rights. The reason for that being is we've got things that are come around in a fairly regular cycle, PTI budget being, I believe, the first one that's coming up, but then we have the ICAM budget, but we also have strategic plans that come up in a fairly regular cycle, and the regular operational plan comes up in a regular cycle. And all of these are subject to review by the empowered community under the new bylaws. So my thought here, and the GRC agreed, was that we need to get ready to be in a position to react to this. And my goal continues to be to have this before council as soon as possible, particularly because the PTI FY18 budget gets approved long before the overall ICAM budget as part of the new guidelines as well. So we have to be in a position to operate on that one. We have to be in a position to react if a community participant has a complaint about it, and that's my concern there. Next slide, please. Last time I reported that I thought we might have to alter our decision-making process, at least insofar as involving our community powers and the ECA is concerned. I did a lot of work on the review of what our decision-making time frame was. It turns out that we will have to do something in that area with respect to attempting to exercise our powers under the direct removal section of NXD. But since we're not addressing that immediately, we can hold off on thinking about what we need to do there for some time yet. I think if we get into that area, we have bigger problems anyway, but we will have to address our decision-making timeline stuff, at least for that. I'm concerned about the ECA. We need to self-organize, and we need to tend to some administrative matters. And I have reached out to other ECA decisional participant members without success, let's put it that way. And I'm very concerned as a result the community will not be able to respond to ICANN when we're asked to do so. And we will be asked to do so by somebody in our community sooner or later, or we will be asked to respond to activity by another decisional participant who are acting on behalf of one of their members who has asked them to look into something. So as I say here, the lack of communication amongst the ECA members is a little disturbing. I'm going to continue my outreach efforts, and I will report back on how that goes next time around. That's it for me.
Okay, thank you very much, Stephen, and thanks a lot for all the work you did translating this Annex D into plain English and something that is can be understood by normal people as well.
Any
questions from others? Oh yes, I'm sure everybody is happy to participate and read Annex E. So, any questions? One of the questions I have: the lack of communication between the members of the Empowered Community Administration. Is done by the ICANN, by ASAF, for example? Or do we have enough support from them to kick the process? Why I'm asking? Because tomorrow... No, the thing is that tomorrow, Byron, Demi, and I will have a call with ICANN CEO, Yura. And this could be one of the issues that we could raise, but there's a point in raising it only if Joran can do something. He clearly cannot force representatives from other SOAC to be more active.
No, maybe what,
but if there's a need for a mailing list or
well, I would argue that the GRC decisional participants are going to need a mailing list. Perhaps in your call, upcoming call, you might nudge him to nudge the secretariat staff of the other decisional participants to nudge the other decisional participants to think about maybe trying to self-organize sooner rather than later. My big concern here is that we will have something pop up from ICANN, and I think the first thing out of the box is going to be the FY18 PTI budget, that ICANN will ask the empowered community, you have an objection to this. And my concern is that a CCNSO won't be ready, but I'm doing my best to make sure we are at least ready to respond to a concern expressed by one of our members. But if the other decisional participants aren't ready to deal with concerns from their members, then by default, whatever ICANN's put into place with regards to the action that they're requesting a rejection decision on will prevail. The default on all this is that ICANN prevails unless the community acts within the time frame and follows the procedures outlined in Annex D. And we're not in a position to do that yet. And we need to be, and I mean the collective community needs to be in a position to do that soonest. And a big part of this in my book is for the ECA to do minimal self-organization so that they're in a position to do what they need to do to fulfill their responsibilities under Annex D. Basically, the ECA, the analogy I've been using is that the ECA acts as the secretariat for the decisional community with respect to dealing with decisional members' execution of their enhanced powers under the new bylaws. So that's where things are, and that's my concern. But it may well be worthwhile for you guys to nudge ICANN and have ICANN staff then nudge the various decisional participants to start thinking about this stuff seriously. I mean, I'm dying to know what the other decisional participants, what they're focusing on for figuring out what their procedures are. I hope to hear back from GNSO at least here in the next couple of days. That's all for me.
Yeah, okay, thank you. Apparently we should talk about this in Copenhagen as well. Let's use the meeting to discuss this amongst ourselves and also with other XOJCs, because otherwise, let's put it as agenda item for each meeting with other XOJCs. We have a meeting with ALAC on Sunday. We have a meeting with GNSO. And at least with these two. No, you did not put everyone asleep. At least I'm awake. Stephen, you want to say something more? Yeah, please.
I would submit that we need to push on this hard before Copenhagen. I would hope that Copenhagen would be maybe the final pre-organizational meeting of the GRC, but I think we need to push on this hard, and I'll continue to do so over the next few weeks here.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else wants to ask something or comment? Looks like community was not ready for the responsibilities we put upon ourselves, and that's a pity. I think we really need to do something. I see people are writing if you don't want to speak, yes, please use the chat window to write your thoughts and share your ideas. Other updates from CCWG accountability. We will receive written updates very soon. We have an update from the use of country and territory names. As you can see, they're working on interim paper that will be published shortly for public comment according to their charter, and apparently they want the CCNSO and GNSO to close this working group, but continue working on the topic. Then we also have a written update from Yangam. It will be distributed shortly with the council. Update from the guidelines review committee. As you heard already, Stephen keeps us busy reporting on everything he has done with the Annex D and also shares his concerns with us. We also, as you probably noticed, we posted our first guideline for public comment. Now we're looking, we'll see how it goes. We also submitted one of the guidelines of the liaison to you guys, so please have a look for your preliminary comments from you, and after that it will go to, again, also will be the second guideline to go for a public comment. Yeah, and we also discussed on the guideline for council elections, something that concerns all of us. Actually, one of the things that we discussed was about the bit about some discrepancies between the bylaws and our current practice. According to bylaws, the new councillor is supposed to take seat at the meeting of the year. We do it from practical point of view. We do it. We run our summer, summer for the Northern Hemisphere, not in July, August, when it's really a heavy a period for the Northern Hemisphere. So we run it in autumn. And therefore, our councillors take seats first meeting of the year. So, at this point, we feel that some practical considerations prevailed. That's the GRC. I know that we have already at the hour, but I think we should really listen to updates from Program Working Group. So Alejandra, you have presentation. It would be really nice to fill in some blanks about the upcoming meeting. So, for the presentation, and Alejandra, get ready. Thanks.
Well, this is a short update. Since last week, we had a meeting with the ICANN strategy team on Wednesday, and there were some shiftings of the cross-community sessions because GAC realized that they will be drafting their communique on the day 5, where 2 of the cross-community sessions were scheduled. So they moved them to Monday. That will be the day that we have tech day. And also they moved one to Thursday morning. Regarding Monday with Tech Day, I tried my best to let them know that Tech Day was running on that time, and specifically on Block 3, they schedule a cross-community that is similar to what Tech Day is focusing. It says towards effective DNS, abuse, mitigation, prevention, etc. And I told them about Tech Day, and they were interested in to know what would be discussed in this block. So I wrote to Eberhard, and I still haven't got any response. I'm guessing he's still drafting the schedule, but there is some interest there. So I hope these two won't be too opposite to each other, since they are talking about the same or similar subject. Also, the second cross-community session regarding underserved regions. It's there as if it was a cross-community session, but it is not. It was agreed that it will be a normal session, as in it can be conflicted with other things, so it should not be avoided to use that space. It's more like a follow-up on what happened on Hyderabad. And again, since they moved all the cross-community sessions from Wednesday, that is our second day of meeting, then I think we will be having our council meeting at the end of the day in Wednesday, unless something else changes. Finally, regarding the last day, regarding the last day, we have our cross-community session jointly with the GNSO, but we have not confirmed with the session leaders if they can or will be able to have this cross-community at this time, because they were scheduled to be on Wednesday afternoon. We've written them an email and we're waiting for the feedback, because if they can't, then there's a chance we can move it back to Wednesday. But that's it for me. If you have any questions.
Okay, thank you. Stephen posted a comment in the chat window saying that this scheduling needs to be brought under control, as it has a serious impact on Tech Day. Yeah, that's one of the issues definitely around the whole concept, actually. Alejandro?
Just to address Stephen, yes, just to address what Stephen said, I did try my best to let them know that Tech Day was going along those cross-community sessions, that they were moving and they will be clashing with us, but they want to know the agenda first so they can decide if they feel like they should participate on it or not. I'm guessing because since it's Tech Day, it has a technical approach to it, and not everyone is familiar with that. So that's what I wanted to say. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Yes, please note that here we have our council meeting in the regular time, something that we were used to before. So it's on Wednesday afternoon, block 5, under the current block schedule. So any other questions or comments? Anything you'd like to add? No. Let's move forward. We have updates from the chair. Alejandra will answer Stephen's question online. Unless somebody wants to speak now, maybe let's submit the reports on the mailing list, because we ran out of time already. We have updates from liaisons, Maureen's update has already been circulated. About next meeting, upcoming meetings, as you can see, a proposal we have... it's a meeting on 9 February. Not noon, apparently it's 11. Then Copenhagen meeting, yeah, again, face-to-face meetings with others. It seems that the board will still want to meet us after our nice chat in Hyderabad. You can see GNSO and GAC meetings. Again, as I already mentioned, council meeting on Wednesday. And we also have a list of tentative times for the rest of the year. They will be distributed, will be sent to you shortly. Do not take into account meetings of regional organizations because we did not know their schedule. So please have a look if they do not overlap. It would be really nice to ensure that our calls and meetings of regional organizations do not overlap. So thank you. Any other business? So Nigel had any other business. Nigel, will you speak up now or?
Yeah, I'm just trying to connect my microphone. Is it working? Hello?
Unfortunately.
Can anybody hear my microphone?
Yes, Nigel, we can hear you. Just go ahead.
Yes, it is working.
Yeah, I'm going to send it by email right now. So carry on.
So will you... Okay, so you're not going to speak.
I'm speaking now. I'm just saying I'm sending this by email right now, and maybe if people...
Okay.
If Katrina gets it...
Sending it by email. Yep. Okay. Thank you. Any other business?
Okay, you should have it now.
Yeah, I also wanted to say something. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. I also wanted to say something, but I can also do it by email if I remember. So, thank you very much for participating and. See you online and definitely on the next council call. So thank you very much again. Happy New Year and have fun. Bye.